Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Shell Donald, and today's topics are Ebony K. Williams, accounting, non-accredited schools, celebration of holidays, heat press versus embroidery, Deontay Wilder, Armin and Regine, Graves' disease, being an organ donor, Lil Wop, Doja Cat, the oversaturation in the industry, what else to say? Gary Santos, Lupita, Soulja Boy, Florida, the teacher who got pep spray, and John Morant. All right, let's go ahead and get into this first topic. Okay, so I know this has been a buzz for about 2-3 weeks now. But they, Ebony K. Williams, the woman that's probably, you know, a dope lawyer or whatever, as they say. But her comment on a podcast episode about she wouldn't date a bus driver has went viral. It skyrocketed. And I feel like date within your class or date who you want to date. Now, if you feel like you can't bring nothing to the table on both sides, then there's no point in even, you know, saying anything. Because I feel like, how can you even go there with critiquing or commenting what you want in a man, but then when a man critiques and comments what he wants in you, you can't even provide that your damn self. So I feel like it's on both spectrums. I'm a woman my damn self. I have standards of what I want, but I have what I want. So I have my man. And even if my man was broke today, I'd still be with my husband today. I don't get the gesture of why we're basing shit just off materialistic things. I've never understood that. Also, happy late Mother's Day to all the queens around the world. We are appreciated. We do this 365 days out the year, 24/7. There's no off days for men, for us, okay? This month was about us. And it's not about the men to me. It's about the men next month. But it was about us this month. But it should be about us every day. Anywho, back to the topics at hand. All right, accounting. I feel like accounting, everybody should learn accounting at some level of life. That way you are well acquainted to know whether you own your own business, whether you're filing your own taxes, whether it's for personal or business interests. We should be able to be accountable to know about at least the basics about accounting. Things that help you understand taxes and everything else more better. Instead of us just depending on people or paying people. I understand these are people professional. I will not take that from nobody. I don't take money out of nobody's pocket. But it's also good to fucking self-educate yourself. Because if you don't, you're kind of in a fucking world of shit. Next topic is non-accredited schools. Okay, what I've learned, what I don't like. I was supposed to be going back to school, but that got chopped in half because I will be self-educating myself. Because apparently, I went to several colleges and I didn't complete them. Not going to be funny because things went left with paperwork and whatnot. But some of these schools are not fucking accredited because I went to Millamont. They said that wasn't accredited. Like my credits wouldn't transfer because I took up, you know, sociology and all that and psychology and everything. That was in the medical field. And then I went to Virginia College, which is also not an accredited school in Georgia. I went to Everest Online. Of course, you know, they used to be on TV all the time. They got a whole new name change, got bought out, and apparently their credits won't transfer. So I'm getting asked for 6 different transcripts along with my high school transcripts. And the first thing that's come to my fucking mind is, why do you need all these transcripts if my credits is not going to fucking transfer? That makes no sense. Like, what is the point? I haven't been to college in some years now, y'all. Like, I'm not even being funny. I'm 30 now. I haven't been to college in probably about 6-7 years. So me giving you these transcripts from these 4 or 5 different colleges or whatever, why the hell do I want to go through all that? I mean, why am I putting myself through that? If the cool school is non-accredited, then you don't need to be asking for those fucking transcripts. And you know what schools are accredited and what schools are not accredited. So help me to help, you know, understand. All right, next topic, celebration of holiday. As a black woman and as a black fellow native itself, when it comes to the celebration of holidays, we go the fuck all out, y'all. We do. Please don't be taken away from people when they celebrate holidays how they want to celebrate holidays. That's your business. But to drag it in the ground and just milk it how you want to, it's ignorant. Let people do what they want to do. You know how you survive in life? You know how you get through in life? Minding your own fucking business. That's the problem with people. You don't mind your own goddamn business. If you mind your business, the world will be a fucking better place. But, you know, hey, to each his own. All right, anywho, next topic, heat pressing versus embroidery. Embroidery is the use of a machine, whether it's a high-tech industrial machine or just a regular sewing machine with, you know, just embroidery features on it. Embroidery lasts longer. Heat press lasts as long as well if you have the right type of things to heat press with. Heat press going to come off because you're fucking constantly fucking washing it. That's with any clothes. Clothes, you know, wear and tear over time. Heat pressing is just as good as embroidery. Just embroidery is stitched in. Heat pressing is you just taking transfer paper or you know, transfer vinyl and a heat pressing, a good ass heat pressing machine and heat pressing, stamping, whatever you trying to own clothing. I say give or take for both, you should know what you're getting into. You should be, you know, really dibbling and dabbling if you don't know what you're doing. I say educate yourself on those type of things first before you just jump into embroidery, especially if you ain't got the money for that, because embroidery can be fucking expensive versus heat press. Heat pressing can be expensive as well, but embroidery is more expensive because those machines are special machines. They're not your normal sewing machines. They're up in the thousands and over $800. So, you know, just be mindful of that. All right. I was going to talk about Deontay Wilder, but I don't think I got enough information on it, but I think I do. Let me see. Look at my notes real quick, y'all. Give me a second. I had it all written down. But when I don't have enough on something, I usually tend to skip over the shit. Apparently he was ranked number one with the worst heavy hitting record. And then some other shit just went on. Oh yeah, that's what it was. His ass got arrested and charged with a felony possession of a concealed firearm in fucking L.A. Why do y'all take y'all asses to these other folks' places and get charged with shit? Or get borderline, get locked up, and then expect us to be like, oh, well, he didn't know what he was doing. You know, things do happen. And, you know, hey, I'm holding you accountable. As a person, you should know what to do. Yes, trouble is easy to get into, but the shit is hard to get the fuck out of. Come on now, y'all. Like, think this shit through. What possessed you to even do some shit like that? To even be carrying a concealed weapon knowing damn well these folks are targeting black people just in general? It ain't even just that. Just, you know what type of spectacle you are, because you are always in the fucking public eye. So I never understood that. But you know what? I pray, hope the brother gets what he needs and learn from this lesson, because apparently, you know, in life we all make stupid decisions, and it has consequences with it. But I hope he learns from this. All right, next topic is Armin and Reginae. You know, I don't usually keep up on, you know, celebrities' kids and whatnot. You know, I tend to mind my business and whatever you have. But that situation with Armin and Reginae, with her house getting robbed, y'all know y'all are in the public eye, so I'm just trying to figure out why we don't hone in on being discreet with what the fuck we post. Privacy is key. I understand we want to show off, you know, our lifestyle and how we're doing things, but there's just some things you just got to know not to fucking do, and that's just one of them. You went out of town, and you know, you ended up posting that you was out of town and your house got robbed. Now, Armin making a spectacle of it being funny, that's not cool. But Reginae responding how she responded, yes, that girl had every right to respond how she responded because she was hurt, but at the same time, there's a way to do everything. And that's just one of those ways that it shouldn't have been fucking handled. Because that was crazy. Because you're not going to make a spectacle of my house getting broken into. Because what, that girl was there? Also, you're not a normal kid. Your dad is a fucking celebrity. So I'm trying to understand, why do y'all do these things knowing the backlash or the consequences that come with it? You know you're not considered normal. You can't do normal shit like the rest of us. So why even put yourself in that type of situation? But I pray they find closure for each other. I hope things work out for them, whatever lane they take or whatever path they go down. I hope things get better for them, and I hope they know to not post their location when they're gone or what they're doing or where they're going, because people pay attention to all that, especially in the background of your surroundings. People pay attention to all that shit. So be mindful of that next time. All right, the next topic is dear to my heart because my favorite cousin is going through this currently. And I have a couple of the family members and friends that have this disease. It's Graves' disease. If you don't know what Graves' disease is, it is an immune system disorder of the butterfly-shaped gland in your throat. It deals with your thyroid. It can also overproduce hormones for you, which is common in women under age 40, and it's also common in men, but more so in men. There are symptoms, you know, that it can be treated, but it can't be cured, is what I will say. You live with it for the rest of your life, and I've met people that, you know, has been living with this, and I hope y'all check it out, because it's an autoimmune disorder. It's also the overactivity of the thyroids. It comes with a lot of things, which is technically hyperthyroidism, which causes bulging of the eyes, heat intolerance, increased energy, difficulty sleeping, diarrhea, and anxiety. So be mindful of that if you see someone with Graves' disease. The next topic definitely is near dear to my heart, because I have family members that are organ donors, and I'm just not on that list to be an organ donor. I understand what y'all saying. You can save somebody else's life, but I'm just not cool with, if I'm dying or I can be saved. Let me rephrase that. If I can be saved, why are you cutting my organs out? Why are you cutting my lifespan short if I can be saved? I never understood that. Like, what? Why are you cutting my lifespan short? Because you feel like you can save somebody else. If it's dire need, like I told my husband, if I become a vegetable, don't let them kill me. You know, do what's best for me. If I can be saved, if I can't, then hey, do away with me, okay? If God's ready for me to go, he's going to call me home. That's how I feel about that. Just call me home if need be. All right. The next topic is... The next topic is Lil Wap. Apparently, he's a rapper. Apparently, he came out finally as bisexual. I don't like how the swap of us putting on wigs and not getting a proper person to do our wigs. I mean, he signed the Gucci Man's 1017 Brick Squad. Y'all know that. And people are making a spectacle of him because he decided to come out. I understand where y'all coming from, but don't crucify everybody. I mean, if dude want to do that, that's his business. He want to be gangster one day and then be a crossdresser the next day. That's his business. Who am I judging? I don't care. It's just a spectacle that's being made about it. Because everybody was like, oh my God. He was just acting like he's so hard and he wasn't gay. Bro, the man gay, bisexual, pink dot, blue dot, red dot, blue fish, green fish. I don't give a fuck. It ain't my problem. It's not affecting my lifestyle. I understand what y'all saying. It might be affecting the airways, but shit. There's so much shit when it comes to sexuality around and games, TV, whatever, that nobody tends to cut that shit out from gaming or anything. People just put it every fucking way because they want to put it in your face. But I say, take it with a grain of salt. Do what you will with that information. It's not my business. It's not my problem. It ain't making me money. It don't make sense. And if it's not affecting my mental health or anything, why should I even judge? I find it crazy that y'all can't find a stylist to do y'all hair. If you're going to, you know, you're going to cross over into the women lane, at least do your fucking hair. Get a good stylist to do your hair. That would be kind of pissing me off. Then I'd be wondering why I can't go in the store and buy clothes, certain clothes, because y'all big asses or small skinny asses be done took all the goddamn clothes. Bro, I am a damn near 2X, 3X. I'm soaking 200 pounds of ass and thighs and fucking chest and a little bit of a goddamn kangaroo pouch. But damn, let a bitch get some clothes. Damn, y'all got all this damn money and what the fuck? Get your undamn clothes. Why I gotta be suffering to go? Why I gotta try to squeeze in a damn small or large, a small or medium when I'm a fucking triple XL or double XL? Cause y'all wanna take all the damn clothes. Get that on. All right, next topic is Doja Cat. I don't know if this motherfucker was serious about this or what, but now she wants to be addressed as MC Flapchunks the Third. No, we're just gonna keep calling you Doja Cat. I don't know about all that. I will not address you with that. I'm already tickled off the fact that fucking Uzi Vert want to be called Leslie fucking Child. Y'all are tickling me with these damn these damn nicknames and these new names y'all are wanting to drop and whatnot. Give me a second, y'all. That motherfucker said MC Flapchucks the Third. What's wrong with Doja Cat? I felt like that was unique and it's cute, you know? What's wrong with that? All right, the next topic is oversaturation in the industry. Apparently, Coi Leray brought up a good... She brought up a good point, but her delivery was wrong on it. She said there's oversaturation in the industry. Apparently, everybody could be a singer, rapper, or whatever. But my thing is, you're a TikTok artist. You got your notoriety. But why it ain't good for nobody else to do it? It's oversaturation in the fashion industry and definitely in the fucking... And fucking the music industry. Those are the two most oversaturated industries outside of other, you know, other things. Like being also being a nurse, a doctor, and all that other good shit. But oversaturation is everywhere. Do what you will with it. Do your best, excel, be unique, be who you are. Don't worry about what the fuck nobody else is talking about when it comes to that. You know what you bring to the table in your field. Do your damn best to stay relevant. Because today you can be on top. Tomorrow you can be fucking trash. Today you can be in the fashion world. And then tomorrow you can be the fuck out. It's all about algorithm and how you adapt to change. That's what it is. It's all about what you do with that information. And how you twist it and twirl it. That's really what it is. But I don't think people quite understand that. Because they quick to run to that. All right. Next topic is about Tangera Santos. Let me see. I think that's what we was talking about. that has salsa on it, and it touched my heart, and I wanted to talk about it, and I cannot for the life of me. Oh, it was George Santos. My bad. I keep saying Gears because I wrote it. Apparently, George Santos did something. You know, I don't like to get into politics, but it kind of stuck out to me. Apparently, he got charged with something. Oh, yeah. He got charged with fraud and money laundering and theft of public funds and false fucking statements. Apparently, this went on in the previous weeks. And it just tickled me because, well, y'all know y'all in politics or in government or anything in the public eye as a public sector or whoever. Why don't y'all think y'all decisions fully through? Because, you know, it affects the world, especially when it comes to embezzlement and doing these white collar crimes and lying in the House of Representatives and shit. Y'all know y'all fuck yourselves up. You know, he's a senator. Well, he's a congressman, as they say. And to be fucking over money and shit like that, that's true jail time. You know, you go to jail for shit like that. So I don't know why people are surprised, because politics get messy, they get dirty, and I hate talking about politics. I'm not a person that's truly into that politics shit, so I don't really care for it. But that just kind of stuck out, because I was just like, wow, that's crazy. But anywho, enough of that topic. Lupita, motherfucking Lupita, that hairstyle that she is serving, the fact she cut off all hair, she like one of the warriors from the Dora Milaje. If you know, if you watch Wakanda, if you watch Black Panther, anything, or you in the comments, you know why. That woman there is everything. She beautiful. And the fact she cut off all her hair, she is dope. She dope for that. Beautiful woman. Beautiful, beautiful. Anywho, next topic, Soulja Boy. Okay, I'm just under impression. Soulja Boy is beefing with fucking everybody. Apparently, word around town is Soulja Boy said he was going to outsell NBA YoungBoy. And I forgot who else the fuck he was talking about. And I was just like, Soulja Boy stays relevant because of some of the dumbest shit. I kid you not. Dude was definitely dope for his time. For my generation, for him being, you know, a producer, and making dope-ass music, selling ringback tones as well. For the early 2000s, and for some reason, he just continues to stay a spectacle in the public eye, because I just don't see the hype about Soulja Boy anymore. Besides the fact that the dumb shit he say continues to keep him fucking relevant. And I'm just not here for it. Like, it's really, put it on a fucking sticky note. Yeah, I really don't. Alright, on to newer topics and better things. The next topic is about this new lawmaking that causes people without papers to become felons or make them have felonies. So apparently, the Florida governor made a new law where if you don't have papers to work, basically, I guess in construction or whatever you will, that you will become a felon. Or you will have felonies if you have no papers to fucking show for it. And I feel like that's kind of fucked up. It's not kind of. It really is fucked up. And I kind of don't understand where you're going with that. Like, what was the purpose of that? I understand putting everything on paper and being legit, but did you have to cut them folks down like that? What if some people can't get papers for that? I'm solely confused on that. Oh, why things turned it out this way for people? Who knows? I don't get it. I've never understood that. But anywho, next topic. I've been seeing this a lot, and I got to get my opinion on it. The teacher that got pepper sprayed, what gives y'all the right to let y'all children come to school, putting their hands on these teachers, pepper spraying them, especially if the teacher's in the right? What? Who possessed y'all to send y'all kids to school like that? I'm going to tell you right now, I couldn't be a teacher. And I know I couldn't be a teacher because I have a level of maturity and discipline to know not to put my hands on people's children. But the minute you endanger my fucking life, the bets are off. Now I'm finna whoop your ass like the adult you think you are. Stop teaching y'all kids to put their hands on these teachers. These teachers not putting their hands on them in a way that you know that's not harming them or nothing like that. Let me rephrase that, because that sounds stupid. Teach y'all kids to be mindful of others. If they have a problem with a teacher or an issue, take it up with higher up and take it up with you. Not them pepper spraying the fucking teacher. Not them throwing hands with the teacher. I done had a couple teachers I wanted to fucking throw hands with. But I bite my tongue because I'm trying to pass this class and get the fuck up out of here. I'm not trying to stay here. And if shit goes left, I can always get transferred to another class if the issue is pushed well enough. Just teach y'all kids to keep their fucking hands off people and stop pepper spraying people. Like, what is wrong with y'all? We don't send our kids to school for this shit. We send them to learn. But when the teachers failed them, we fail as well, because the teacher should have been fucking... This shit shouldn't even escalate it as far as what I'm saying. But this shit to escalate this far, it's mind-boggling to me. I don't know, man. I pray things in the world get better, because the world is going to hell in a handbasket with all the fucking malarkey and crazy shit that is going on today. I just hope people know what the fuck they're doing, because this shit here is crazy. Anywho, last topic of the day, Ja Morant. He has been a spectacle for the past couple weeks because of the gun incident again. Apparently, he got caught flashing a gun on Instagram Live, and the homies claim they took, they tried to move the camera out of him. My thing is, it also depends on who you surround yourself with. Your actions are a reflection of who you surround yourself around. So my thing is, why y'all holding him to such a high standard? I'm not saying he's not a good athlete, but his decisions is costing him his career. And plenty of our favorite athletes done cost themselves damn near a couple times their career over because of some of their actions. Once again, when you are a public figure, you are a celebrity, you're in the public eye, you know shit that normal people can get away with, your ass can't get away with. So I'm trying to figure out why are we not holding ourselves accountable for that type of stuff? Like, what possessed you to continue to do this? Like, what's driving you? I mean, y'all putting him on a pedestal, so dude's still young. I'm not going to crucify him because, hey, you live and you learn, but that is dumb to me. It really is. But he should have known fucking better, is what I say. When you know better, you do better. So somebody need to be teaching them something. I mean, you can teach a person all you want, but that don't mean they're going to follow the ways of that and do what needs to be done or follow them guidelines, because everybody's their own fucking person. So I can't too tough say anything, because I hope you know what the fuck he doing. That is a shitty way to go, boy. Jesus, my Lord mighty. But without further ado, lovely people, I shall see y'all next Friday for the next podcast. Y'all stay hydrated, stay blessed up out here. And Shell Donald is signing out. Peace.